Good day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from stjeromeschapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is December 7th, 2005, the feast of St. Ambrose of Milan. In the late 4th century, Ambrose was the governor of northern Italy. When the election for the Bishop of Milan threatened to turn violent, Ambrose, as the secular governor, attempted to mediate a truce. He must have said something wise, because the battling factions agreed to put down their arms, but only if Ambrose himself would consent to become the Bishop of Milan. There was only one problem. Though he had been raised as a Christian, he had not yet been baptized. He hastily received the sacrament and was consecrated Bishop of Milan on this day in the year 373. From there, his episcopate was no less exciting. He used his rhetorical skill to defend the church against the Arians, and his political savvy to bring the power of the church to bear even in disputes with the emperor Theodosius. Ambrose once shamed Theodosius into doing public penance for participating in the slaughter of thousands of innocents. Perhaps most famously, it was his plain but powerful preaching on doctrine which helped to convert one of the most influential theologians of Christian history, Augustine of Hippo. In all these surprising turns of events, Ambrose must have trusted in the words from Ecclesiasticus appointed for today. Consider the generations of old and see. Has anyone trusted in the Lord and been disappointed? Or has anyone persevered in the fear of the Lord and been forsaken? Or has anyone called upon him and been neglected? There is almost no one in the history of Christianity who looks more pushed around by his life. Yet he trusted in the Spirit and found that he had been sent to achieve some of the most amazing feats of the early church. Who knows what the Spirit might call you to do and what it might begin? Who knows how God could use your business knowledge, or your ability to draw, or your skill at calming a fussy child? Trust in the Lord like Ambrose, and we might all see the role you have to play in God's great plan. Let us pray. O God, you gave your servant Ambrose grace eloquently to proclaim your righteousness in the great congregation, and fearlessly to bear reproach for the honor of your name. Mercifully grant to all bishops and pastors such excellence in preaching and faithfulness in ministering your word, that your people may be partakers with them of the glory that shall be revealed. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us on December 21st at stjeromeschapel.org for the Feast of St. Thomas the Apostle. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.